Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Psychics Gone Wild Friday. We are going wild. We're going to the moon and we're coming back and who knows where we're going to end up. I'm Linda Irwin. I am your psychic musician of the fifth kind and I've got Patty Negri here. Yep, you are going to love her. She's an actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist, has been communicating with the spirit world since she's a toddler. And all the things you're into now on television, I just can't believe it. Patty, how are you?
I am excellent. I am so glad to have you here today, Linda. This is awesome. Thank you for jumping in and being a fabulous co-host.
We're glad you're here.
It's the moon.
It is. I love when that moon magic pervades us all. And one of the questions I've been asked recently is, do you feel that the phases of the moon actually affect your moods? Can you be more angry at one particular phase or more serene at another?
That is a great question, and the answer is a resounding yes. Think about it. Moons control tides. I mean, even science, we're not even getting into the woo-woo, spiritual stuff. The moon literally controls the tide, high tide, the low tide. It's all run by the moon. It controls water. We are made of water. We are, what, 90% water or something like that, both our planet and our bodies. So it really does have a real effect. That's why it's true. You know, police stations, ERs get crazy on full moons. Just like the literal physical in our body, which affects our emotional, which affects our spiritual and our mental. So, yes, moons really, really do affect angry, happy. They either make things stronger, make things less strong, just move things around a little. It's just science.
Now, as far as the waxing and waning goes, with the waning, if you want something less to be occurring, to prey on it during as it's going towards the new moon, and if you want more abundance to attract more of something, bringing it to you while it's waxing, does that have to do with the light energy that's being reflected off the moon that makes that happen?
Yeah, I think it's again, the moon is always the moon. It's just really shadow upon the moon. But we've given it these attributes for eons and eons of time. And again, it's also a visual to help us within it. If we want to increase something, we want to increase love, increase money, we could do it for a full moon cycle as we're literally watching this go from a tiny sliver of a moon to this big, beautiful full moon. And again, it's just helping empower that both visually and with the literal energy, the literal light off the moon. Same thing, okay, I want to quit smoking. I want to stop procrastinating. I want to lose a couple pounds. Do that on the full moon and watch it shrink, shrink, shrink as you're getting rid of these things. It's both visual and literal and energetic.
So actually watching these things do the shrinking or increasing, it actually embeds it in our conscious as well as our superconscious to make it sort of kick-started in for us.
Yes.
We have to have that five senses relation to our conscious mind.
Yeah, I mean, and if you don't have it, that's okay. If you live somewhere that it's foggy and cloudy all the time and you can't really see the moon, you still know it's there. Again, and sometimes if you don't have that and you're doing some kind of moon magic, light a candle and let the reflection of the candle off water. That's a nice representation of moon when you can't see what's really out there. It's like, in a sense, artificial moonlight, but it's reflecting the real energy of the moon in the candlelight off the water. But you know it's there even if you sometimes can't see it. But yeah, it's just adding to, we are multi-senses being. We sight and sound and hearing, let alone our intuitive senses. So just adding the visual to it, adding the knowing as the moon is increasing, the moon is shrinking, my vis is increasing, my vis is shrinking.
Multi-dimensional. Oh, I love it. I just love it. Everybody, we are going wild on the moon tonight, and I would ask everybody to please send Jethro, our Boogie Jethro, or J Boogie as he's been recently called, send him some healing energy. He has to travel back and forth between two states a lot, and that can really wear you out. So he needs a little bit of upliftment, and you can send it all the way to the moon and back. So I know we're a powerful group of light workers, so please do send your attention and your love to make him feel better. That's why he's not on tonight, but that's okay. Should we take one of our callers here?
Sure, let's take a call.
All right. Hey, Sean. How are you? You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening. I'm ringing to find out about my work situation.
Okay.
I lost what I viewed as my dream job, but could you see if something else is coming up for me?
Sure, I'll start out with the ET cards, and then I'll hand it over to Patty.
Okay.
The very first three cards that I've drawn for you actually relate to three people that might be helping you with your new employment situation, somebody to be aware of and watch for. One is a very soft-spoken, gentle, loving female. Now, that could actually be a potential partner, too, that could get you into whatever it is you're looking to do. There's also a very strong male father figure who is standing by. That could be a potential supervisor or someone that's got a great business that you would like to join up with. And then I'm seeing the card for security, which means that your prayers will be answered in regards to finding something that will assist you to obtain whatever it is you need and want in life. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Okay. Patty?
Yes. Again, I see something coming in definitely, and it's going to make you very happy. And also it's going to be more fulfilling, like, creatively for you, intuitively for you. So even though you think your job was your perfect job, there's a more perfect job out there for you. This is about faith. Part of this even happening for you is about, you know, faith in yourself, faith in the process, faith in the universe, and just jumping right in.
And can you see a time scale for this?
Pardon?
A time scale?
Ah, time scale.
Well, the security card came after the other two, and usually I don't get linear time, but it might be a little while. We're not talking like next week. Possibly.
No, I'm not great with exact times like this, again, because so much is still out there in the ethers. I see something being created for you now, but again, you know, watch your finances, do what you have to do, but I'm seeing it could even be 2 months.
Yeah. I agree.
So around November time.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Before Christmas, at least.
Yes. Yes, I see it. And again, it's going to be worth the wait. So keep out there, keep going for it. And really visualize, see what it looks like. See, you know, and then help start creating it that way, visually.
And make connections.
Okay. Yep.
Make as many connections as you can that's in the field of what you want to do. Okay, Sean?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
So much.
You're going to do fine.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, call back in and let us know when you have that dream job, okay? Okay. Speaking of employment, I had a question also relating to the moon and how that affects employment. It has to do more with shift work. For example, are people generally happier if they're working the nighttime shift as opposed to the daytime shift? And how badly does it affect people when they get moved back and forth a lot?
That is, in my experience, there may be many truths to this, but my experience is that is very individual, just like almost like by your astrological sign. If somebody is very a moon-led sign or person in general, whatever their sign is, they might do really well on working night shifts, moon shifts. Moving it around is often tough on people, no matter what that is. again, because it's just like when you fly, it's almost a form of jet lag. So give yourself a little bit of time to readjust to things. But I think some people are not good with night shift at all, besides the fact that, yes, the rest of the world is on a different time schedule, so you have to adjust to that. You know, some people, it really is hard. Okay, you're going against some of nature, sleeping in the daytime, being up all night. You have to really readjust your cycle, your body cycle to that, more than even what is just the moon. It's like, okay, you're supposed to sleep when everybody else is up. And some people thrive on that.
I used to work both shifts, and I personally do thrive on it. Now, I'm a Capricorn, so I don't know. Maybe it's because of that Saturn influence, perhaps. But we'd seem to like the darker times. In fact, I like to stay up late at night. So that's just me.
Yeah, so again, it's very, very individual on that particular thing. But it does have an effect.
Oh, I believe it. Hey, everybody. Blue Moon Treasures is our sponsor this month. And I just want to remind everybody you can find them by going to www.jethrosmith.net and click on the Metaphysical Shop, and you will find Blue Moon Treasures with all they have to offer. Also go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Check out Patty's and Jethro and me and everyone else that's listed over there. Get in contact with us. Schedule that full one-on-one personal time reading, because this is what's going to really do it for you, because you're going to have a lot of questions about everything that's going on in your life, and you need someone that can provide that time more than we can do on the radio. So please do go over there and check that out. Also use the Contact Us link to put in for prizes. You never know when Jethro's going to pull some prizes or ask one of us to. So be sure to put in for prizes. Tell us why you love the show. We look forward to seeing you over there. Are you ready for caller number two?
Let's go for caller number two.
Woohoo! Number two. Hey, Kimberly.
Hey, how are you?
Gone Wild. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I am working, and I was just looking to supplement my income, and I had run across this opportunity to speak, but then when I did a little bit more research, it's like you have to do a contract and pay money, and that was like a red flag for me. So I just want to know if this would be a good opportunity, or should I just continue tutoring?
Continue tutoring.
It feels very scammy.
I mean, not saying you could do another side job or doing something and maybe speaking, but that sounds like their business is getting you to go into their business.
Okay.
Not for really you speaking. It just from the second you started talking about it, before you even said something to pay, it felt a little off.
Yes.
And you felt it. You knew that.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trust yourself. You're intuitive.
Okay.
But going along with the tutoring, if you want to find something different, I'm actually seeing the card for things that are online and not physically located near you. And I'm seeing the card that working with children, you could set up some sort of a website that helps tutor online with children. And I'm also showing something that has to do with books. So it appears to me that literature is a very good field for you, or a very strong interest for you. Does that resonate?
Yes, very much so.
Hey, great. Patty, did you have anything else to add?
No, that feels really right. And go with what you know. Don't try to go into something else. And speaking is good, but again, I do love the working with the children, like Linda said. So there's lots you can do.
Okay.
There sure is. The world is your oyster, Kimberly.
Okay.
Thank you. Have fun with it.
Yes,
all right,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you both.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we've got a really weird call number on here, Patty. I'm not sure what to make of it. It's got all these symbols on here, and I think I've seen it before, but I'm not sure. Let's bring them on and see what they've got to say. Hi, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is the moon talking to you. I'm over Miami. But most times, I am right over Tampa, shining down on Blue Moon Treasures, one of my favorite metaphysical shops in all of your world. Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop, providing hand-blended healing oils, semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American products, jewelry, totems, curly and photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. How can you find this delightful place? Point your browser to www.jethrosmith.net and click on the Metaphysical Shop. They always have great specials at competitive prices with a very specialized, tailored, just-for-you line of products. Blue Moon Treasures happily sponsors Psychics Gone Wild, and you know what? September is Moon Month. So enjoy the topics and put in for your chance to win some great prizes from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. The question this month is, am I a boy or am I a girl? I'll never tell. See you tonight up in the sky.
How cool is that?
Oh, that is cool. The moon called us
tonight.
Got a call
from the moon.
I love it. Didn't even ask for a reading. How do you like that?
Amazing. The moon doesn't need a reading.
But really, is it a boy or is it a girl? What do you think?
I think it's a feminine energy. I know that in the different cultures, Jethro has talked about that. It means different things. But to me, it's always... Again, personally, been a very feminine energy. The way it moves and the flowiness to it, the non-hard edges to it. But again, that's just me. And what do you think, Linda?
I personally think it encompasses both, but a lot of my friends think it's male because it just kind of sits there like it's watching football on the weekends.
That's funny.
It is. I know. I've actually caught it. I mean, we've had the TV on in here watching the Boise game, and I'll look out the window, and there's the man in the moon with his eyes pointed right at our TV. I've got to shut the blinds so I can get him to go back to work.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. So, the moon's a boy, the moon's a girl, the moon's transgender, perhaps. I love it.
I know. And sometimes it puts on a little bit of makeup. I know a few nights ago at the Harvest Moon, it had sort of an apricot tone to it. I thought, lovely bronze blusher. It must be female.
Yeah, that was a pretty one. It did. It got all dressed up for that Harvest Moon.
It sure did. Can't wait to see what it's going to do next month.
Yeah.
Orange, maybe?
Maybe. Well, I see. Orange is the new black. And
there you go. Well, before we take another caller, why don't you share a little bit about what your newest ventures are?
Okay, well, I've still been doing really well from the Nicole Richie show, The Candidly Nicole, which from that I got called to do a couple of other shows. New York Magazine did a whole article on me, which was really nice. Because once you say ghost sex once, the whole world picks you up.
Then
I got to do Alicia Mendez show, which was really great, a talk show on it. And I don't know, I was working on a pilot this weekend, or the last couple of days, not even weekend, this week, with Soon-Hee and Chin-Hee Park of ESP Psychics. They're shooting a sizzle reel for a show about them and ESP Psychics, and I'm part of that. So we've been filming that this week. So it just keeps going. It's kind of crazy out there and good.
So your days are always full, huh?
Yeah, every day is full. Things coming out in Discover Hollywood magazine. I got to do ghost tours across the city with a reporter, and we went to everywhere from Hollywood Roosevelt to Hollywood Forever Cemetery and all these great haunted Hollywood places. And so I haven't seen it yet, but that article is ready to get published. So that was pretty fun.
Wow. You're a very lucky person. You're a very lucky lady. You get to rub elbows with the celebrities on the other side and on this side.
I know. I am so lucky, and I am grateful every day. I am grateful every day. That's why I go up to Lake Hollywood. I live in the Hollywood Hills, right under the Hollywood sign, and we have this beautiful lake right in the middle of Hollywood, 5 minutes from Hollywood and Vine, which we're up here with the deer and the coyote and the owls, and you would not think you're in the middle of Los Angeles, in the middle of Hollywood. And that's how I start my day, 6 days a week, and just for to reconnect with nature and stars. I can't believe you. It's up there. Justin Bieber just moved next door. Da, da, da. So we've got nature and the crazy of Hollywood all together.
A little bit of everything, but yeah.
It is, and I like my life
that
way. Obviously.
That's great that you can get into nature and kind of just shake it all off for a little bit before you step right back into it.
Yeah, it's just magic. It's like, oh,
it's magic where I am too.
Yeah.
Live in the mountains on an acreage.
Oh, nice.
Well, we've got so many people here patiently waiting, and they call 773-897-6461 and get on with us. We'll take another caller right now. Hi, Jennifer 956. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello. I just wanted to ask about my relationship and if you see me getting pregnant anytime soon or if I already am.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to ask you, what do you think the moon is, male or female, and why?
Female. I don't know. I just think she's female.
Okay. Well, let me see what the ET cards are. We've actually got two people that are implying security in your life and getting things that you want for yourself, that you're able to manifest better now than you ever have in your life. Now, this doesn't tell me about pregnancy, but it does show a very strong relationship, whether you're in one now or you're about to be in one, of a man who's very wise and a little bit older than you. So does that make sense?
Yeah, he's about 2 years older than me.
Okay. Patty?
Okay, I am getting that. I'm not sure you're pregnant now. You could be, but I'm not 100% sure of that, but you definitely are getting pregnant in the very, very near future, if you're not already. I did not get a clear hit on that you are already pregnant now. Have you haven't taken a test yet or anything?
I took a test, but it came out negative, and I had started my period yesterday, but then it stopped. So I'm confused.
Are you under a lot of stress right now? Because that can actually stop it quickly.
I'm always under a lot of stress.
But more than normal?
No.
Okay.
Well, trying to get pregnant, learn how to get rid of your stress. Let it flow out. Breathe into it. You know, run water under your hands to, you know, if you are pregnant or you're trying to get pregnant, that's just not going to help the whole process. You know, don't get all nervous about it because it adds stress to the stress, but just learn ways to let it flow.
Literally.
Okay. Literally.
And you do see my relationship going good?
What was that?
You do see my relationship going good?
Yes, I do. He's a very wise person for his age. He really is. And he may seem older than he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see going in, and again, keep a sense of fun in the relationship. That'll help your anxiety and stuff, too. I get that he's a good guy. He loves you. It's a real relationship. It's great. But you guys should work hard at having just a little bit more fun, a little bit more levity. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so just have a date night once a week. It could even be, what, you know, making popcorn at home and TV or taking walks. Because I'm feeling that you he's got a little bit of stress going, and so do you. So you guys could be your stress busters for each other, even if it's 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. Let's go do this, or let's do something to just lighten it up and laugh and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try.
All right, Jennifer, and our best to you for your wishes to come true, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you, Patty, too, about children and the moon. And do you think the moon tends to, not necessarily astrological signs and where it is in the houses, but do you think the moon tends to rule the newer generation more now than it used to with our generation, say, and older, because they're more in tune with things than they have been?
Ooh, you know, I like that. I have never put any specific thought there. But as I do in the very moment we're talking, I think you really might have hit something on the head right there, Linda. I do think they are. Again, it is a very, very different generation. They come from a different place. They're a different energy. They have different sets of everything about them. They're like a whole new race coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And their sensitivities are very different than ours, too. So I that's a really good observation. Again, I haven't put any thought into it, so I don't have any good anecdotes of what I've seen or not. But I think you're right.
Yeah, I think they're generally more in tune with everything. They're more in tune with Mother Earth itself. They can feel when something is not right. And they react that way, too. They will get grumpy or withdrawn. If there's, like, cataclysms going on and if war escalates, I've noticed that, too. Especially your children that are 5 years of age and younger. A lot of them are very, very sensitive to anything. They don't even have to watch it on the news. They just know.
Right.
So they react to that.
I like
something
that.
Something to ponder, people.
I love ponder. Ponder on Moon Month. We'll all have answers by the end of the month.
Well, this is awesome.
I like that.
And we also have a synchronicity here. We have another Jennifer waiting to talk to
That's
us.
Me.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Hi. How are you guys? I was
great.
Listening. I was listening in on the call, and I heard something about Candidly Nicole. And actually, I've been watching that. Was that one of you that was in the boutique in the shop?
That was me, the one.
Oh, that's so cool!
That's
how funny is she, Nicole?
She's adorable.
She's hilarious. I laugh my butt off when I watch that show.
I love her. We have so much fun. You guys, you're just seeing short little clips from it. We were for hours.
Well, I've watched her since The Simple Life. She was on another reality show, and she's like her spirit, her soul. She's just such a funny person.
Yeah. No, she is really. My reading for here, everything was real. It is TV. It is TV. So what they did need me to do is, again, they wanted it me about her negativity. And she's really not negative. And my dog.
She doesn't seem to be.
She's not. She's just funny. It's her.
She's just. That's her way of like passing it off, all the negativity. She just laughs it off, kind of thing.
So my dowsing rods won't lie. So we're filming, and I'm like, here's my dowsing rods. You're a negative person. But they would say no. I'm like, okay, cut. Okay, you have to either, you know, edit this in, or you have to think something really, really negative. So we were able to do it that way because they don't lie.
No, they don't. And I thought that was so cute and so funny. And she's hilarious. She cracks me up.
Yeah, I fell in love with her.
She says whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, she doesn't take herself too seriously. She is
no.
smart. She's funny. She's sweet. She's respectful. You know, she has her TV persona, yes, but I really fell in love with her.
Aw, that's so cute. So I have kind of like two questions. I'll wrap it up into one sort of thing. So I'm an Aries sun sign. My rising is Sag, and my moon sign is Aquarius. So I kind of want to know, what do you have to say about a personality like that? And also, like, if my spirit guides have, like, any kind of a message for me. If that's okay, if I can ask
personally,
I'm not an astrologer. Linda, I'll let you take the astrology part. I'm not that much of an expert on it.
Okay, I love astrology, by the way.
I do too, but it's not my strong suit.
Okay.
Well, what this is going into with your question and your signs actually combined is they're showing that you're the kind of person that likes to go get it. But you've got to also be careful because you have a tendency to spend a lot of money, not necessarily on yourself, but on other people to the point where you're actually drained. So, and the cards that they're giving me that show me about your personality, too, is that you need to spend a little bit more time in meditation and less time out there doing so much all the time. You need to reconnect with your inner self, your higher self, and with your guides, because you are out there trying to help a lot of people right now, and you're actually draining yourself. You're taking away from yourself. They're showing me the second card is the light worker, and that is you, but the third card is showing that there's a lot of negativity that's being thrown at you due to jealousy, and that is very normal with the mixture of signs that you are. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, hot. I'm a lot of hot air.
Oh,
in a lot of ways. But do my spirit guides have any kind of a message for me in regards to, like, life path or anything like that?
Well, they want you to pursue what it is you want to do, but the, like I said, that reading that I just gave you is the message. It's from your guides and my own ETs. They work together, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So they want you to not to actually take time for yourself more because you're not doing that, and to be careful and cautious with who you're giving your money to and how much, because it's great to do the exchange of energy and to help people out, but if nobody is giving it back to you, that depletes you.
And I find that nobody ever does. Isn't that the
That's
funny
right.
part?
Mm-hmm.
But what do? Do you have bad karma and not help people, or do you
no.
just keep on going?
No, it's
you
called
know?
Putting up boundaries.
Yeah, I've always had a problem with
boundaries.
That. I've always had a problem.
Yeah. If we Does can't Patty, be good and care for ourselves, then we're not good for anyone else. And that's why they
useful.
Don't want you to deplete yourself, either spiritually, emotionally, or financially. So just be cautious, be careful. You know, take as much time and money for you to be good for you as you
mm-hmm.
do for other people.
Okay, that sounds about right. Okay, thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you. You have
Jennifer.
A beautiful spirit. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank
Very
you. That
magical.
Means a lot coming from yourself, light workers, you know. It's
well,
hard
you're
to
one
find
of us.
People. Yeah, but it's hard to find people who actually appreciate that kind of quality, you know.
Well, I appreciate you, and the ETs appreciate you, because they pulled the light ambassador card on your reading.
Really? Really? And
yes.
what does that mean?
That
like,
means
what,
you
what,
are really strong in what you do, and you are a light for the world. Just keep shining
really?
That light.
Thank you. And so don't stop, but just take some time for myself and be cautious about who you're giving it out to. Is that correct?
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's fair
and
enough.
And you'll find that you'll start feeling better physically, too, because I'm also feeling a sense of exhaustion at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Patty, did you have anything else to add?
Yeah.
Or?
No, just that
I love
that, that tiredness you were feeling, besides, again, that you need the boundaries and you're doing, I guess you're getting going to get a big hit of energy, like kind of earth energy bounce
mm-hmm.
coming in.
I feel like with my sign, like Aries, I feel like I run and go until I exhaust myself,
mm-hmm.
and then I have no choice but to rest because I've exhausted myself to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can listen
you know.
To your body. That's a lesson for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any message from the other side from anyone, that anyone's there? Or?
I'm seeing a maternal woman. This could be a grandmother, mother, aunt. She's dark-haired, very olive-skinned.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
And she's sending love, and she says she's got a man there by her side. And that they
the
are
father figure,
over
kind of?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you
oh,
recognize
that makes
them?
A lot of sense. Oh, yes. Yes, my father. He passed. And he passed quite suddenly in his sleep. And we didn't have a good relation. Well, you know, he wasn't around. So he was, but in the afterworld, I've been told that he looks over me.
He does, and he sees the bigger picture now. See, when he was here, he was only seeing it from our perspective on physical Earth. But
mm-hmm.
once they get over there, they see that a
they
lot
change.
Of the things, yeah, the grievances and stuff that they held are useless. There's no
mm-hmm.
point to have them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're watching over you.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, that makes me feel good.
And keep talking to him. You'll get messages.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Okay,
keep
have
in
a
there.
Great
You're...
night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Patty, this brings up another question as well about the other side and the veil itself. Now, do the moon phases influence a thinning of the veil, do you think?
I have never seen, you know, they might. I have never experienced, I see that more seasonal, more planetary and seasonal than moon. In my experience, like to me, the veil gets thinnest twice a year, at May around May Day and around Samhain or Halloween. It's those two halves of the year when it's just really going into the mountain time and out of the mountain time, you know, fairies lifting up or whatever your cosmology is to it. I see it more of as an energy thing than just literally the thinning of the veil. The veil's just kind of working on a different cycle of things, in my experience.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually maybe the planetary situation where the Earth is conjunction with the Sun, maybe.
Yeah, it seems the bigger circle of things of rotation than the Moon rotation. Yeah.
Yeah, last night I talked about moon wobbles and how it appears that one night it will be to the left, one will be to the right, but it's actually a distortion because you're looking at the moon through actual time-space atmosphere and trying to pay attention to what it's doing, but the movement of it causes electromagnetic energy to actually change, just like solar flares do. So, yeah, it's interesting where we're at any given point in our solar system and likewise our solar system where it's at in the galaxy.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how it's all connected? Ooh,
mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we're doing so well on the radio today because of the solar flares we have supposedly going on. I'm glad that we're still on air.
We've got shielding.
Oh, good.
Most star people put up shielding to protect
against
it. Thank
you. Thank them. That's good, because Jethro and I are not good at this.
I try to when I'm in the chat room on your show to send
it. I know.
It,
you're very good, but we still blow it all the time.
That's okay. It's easier for me to do it from in here because that way I'm actually physically with my eyes looking at the screen, and then I'm transmitting it to them, so they're seeing it too, just like I'm seeing it. It's kind of neat how they do that. They've got a view screen that actually comes up, just like on Star Trek. You know, they put it on screen. So they can see what I'm seeing, hear what I'm hearing, feel what I'm feeling. You know, a lot like our people on the other side.
Yeah. I must say, I really feel you being on the air with me is I love it. It's very different, and I feel the difference energetically in the whole show and in what everything we're putting off. And it's really sweet, really nice, and very calm and smooth.
I'm really enjoying you, Patty. I really am. I just wish I could be on with you and everybody all at once. But
everybody, it's a big party. We have more parties, a monthly party perhaps.
Yeah, now that would be fun. We'll definitely have to do that. Well, should we take another wild caller?
Let's take another wild caller.
All right, 561. I didn't get a chance to screen the rest of these. Hi, 561. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Patty. What was I going to say? I was just wondering, what you see coming up. And socially, am I going to make any close girlfriends or am I going to be dating? Because, you know, everything
okay.
Now is quiet.
I've got two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One, could I get your name, please?
Marlene.
Okay, Marlene. And
yes.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I don't believe we've heard you before. Also,
yeah.
Do you think the moon is a guy or a gal?
A guy.
Do you?
Yeah, because when you watch SpongeBob and all these shows and the Jetsons, you always hear some, I don't know, it's always like a boy's voice.
That's the best reason I've heard so far.
I love it. Totally love it. Well, Marlene, the three cards that I pulled for you may not relate directly to new friendships and relationships, but they do relate to you. And how you can manifest that in your life. The first one I got for you was the card for meditation and contemplation, which means that if you spend more time going within, discovering what it is you really want, who you really want, what type of people in your life, you can attract that to you through your sheer intent. I'm also seeing something in your past that indicates a negative relationship happened and that you're still working to clear that. I'm not sure if it's a romance or a family-type relationship, but you're still working to clear that, and you will be able to do that with the help of your meditation and identifying what the things are that you don't want to happen again in the future. The last card for me shows a liberation. This is a situation that is coming to an end that is unhappy for you, and you're going to be moving forward in a positive way and really feeling good about yourself and whatever connections you make. Does that make sense?
Yes, a better job, definitely. That would be
oh, great.
a better position, you know, a better job that I'm not settling for and taking peanuts, you know what I mean? A job that I have a future with.
Absolutely. Patty?
I see things improving, but and I see everything is guided by you, Marlene. You've had a little bit of a blanket of protection on you, a little too big of a blanket. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. So you
are the reason. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not anything. But you were the reason that the friends weren't there. You just didn't open up to it. And even
Well, the thing is, like, I want friends that I can really trust and that we have, because I guess when you hit 40, it just seems you have more acquaintances, and I want to establish close friendships, you know, based on mutual interests, you know, a friend that I'll have a, not a fair weather friend, a friend that I'll have for a long time. And
right.
It's just hard to find that somebody that you're compatible with.
Okay, first take away that thought pattern that it's hard to find. It isn't hard to find. And it certainly should get easier after. Change your thought pattern. It should get easier after 40, not less. People have no better who they are after 40. Even after 50, it gets really great. So change your thinking on that because you're feeding into that and creating that reality. Find friends, do something. If you have like-minded things, take a class in whatever you like to do or a workshop or go places to find those people. But again, that's where you have to open up a little bit. You have to open up a little bit to let them in to see if they're going to be worthy of that. That doesn't mean you jump right in and become their best friend immediately, but you have to let that acquaintance start out.
Yeah, I guess I'm not the initiator to say, hey, let's go out or let's do something. I want to be invited somewhere, you know.
Okay, but you can be the initiator. Otherwise, it's like you take charge. You be the architect of your life. Otherwise, you're like victim to who wants to friend you. If you see somebody who's perhaps energy you like or you're together at a finger painting class and you like finger painting, you know, don't be afraid to say, hey, let's go get some coffee or something or ask them. Even before you do that, just start a conversation. You've got yourself a little too protected up. And the only one it hurts is you. Don't be afraid of getting hurt. You're not going to get hurt. It's harder this being this because that's not what you want anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Trust people that you meet. That doesn't mean they have to immediately become your best friend, but you have to let them in. Let's start it out with that acquaintance. Then you guys earn each other's best friend.
Does that help you?
Yeah. That really helps a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And have fun
Thanks.
With it. And even the job you are now, just find what's good about it while you're still there. Not like I work for peanuts and da-da-da. You obviously have an attitude about it. That's going to reflect in everything you do and say and think and the energy coming off of you. When you're at work tomorrow, spend your extra energy that you versus not liking your job or wishing it was something different. Spend your energy finding what is good about my job, even if it's the tiniest little thing. What is good about it? Oh, I like the color paint on the walls. If that's all you got, start with that. Find that joy right where you are and then let the good stuff come in. You'll have more fun while you're there.
Yeah,
and
I guess
as much
I will.
As you can, make a game out of things, too. I'll let you in on a secret. I had a job where I was working mailing stuff all day, labeling envelopes, and I would make a game out of it. I'd watch the last name on each address as it went by, and mentally I'd go A through Z, you know, until I got all of the letters, and then I'd start over. The ones that are hardest to get are X and Q, by the way. X is more difficult than Q, but you can make a game, you know, find something to make a game out of your job, and it will make it more fun.
Yeah, and you'll
like
be happier, and when you're happier, everything around you gets better.
But do you see if I'll be happier in the fall or in the winter, like any time frame?
I think you should be happier starting tomorrow, starting right now, starting today. Let it grow. Build that little seed. Boom, boom, boom.
I know it's like a weekend and no plans. It's always, you know. I mean, you think Christmas, New Year's coming up.
Well, just think about what you can do every day to make it better and think of each day as a step towards a better and brighter future.
Yeah.
Okay, Marlene?
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I got to go.
As
Jethro says, they're kind of pushing on us. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Marlene.
And you and everyone else, be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. schedule that personal one-on-one reading time with the reader of your choice. Patty, Jethro, and everybody over there, check them out and contact them. Also use that Contact Us link to put in for prizes. Fill out the form, give us your comments about the show or the people, and hit submit. And join us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. And we are wild, aren't we, Patty?
We are wild, moon wild.
Oh, we are. And we're like, what, halfway, well, almost halfway past towards the new moon now, aren't we?
I don't think we're quite halfway past yet. The full moon was what, Monday?
Oh yeah, okay.
Thursday, yeah. So we're
time just flies.
It flies. Beautiful harvest.
I was wondering when it does come up to halfway. I guess will be next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering when we look up in the sky at night, are we only going to see half of the man in the moon?
He changes his look, like he's sitting for headshots. You know, you get an angled shot.
Oh yeah, profile.
It's so funny. I like the moon being feminine energy to me, female energy, the moon energy versus the solar male energy. That just works with my cosmology. But I still say the man in the moon. So, the man in the female moon.
Sort of like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Exactly.
Or Tootsie. That makes me wonder, is the moon an actor?
Oh, perhaps. He's in Hollywood every night, hanging out at the clubs. But he's everywhere every night. Isn't that wild?
He is.
I love when I'm on the phone with somebody and we're far away, far away, like, you know, 3 hours away or 5 hours, you know, across the country, you know, by airplane. And it's like, we're looking at the same moon right now. How awesome is that?
Yeah, that is.
It is.
And two, you know, you can have on your Facebook or something, somebody's taken a picture of the moon and you can look at it right there on Facebook in the same place that they took the picture.
Yep. Magical
technology
moon.
Is wonderful. Love, yep. love it. Okay, are we ready for another caller?
Sure.
All right. And it's spinning. Hi, 519. You're on Psychics Gone Wild with Patty and Linda.
Hello, how are you?
Great. Could I get your name,
great.
Please?
My name is Serena, and I was wondering if you pick up anything career-related for the rest of this year, whether I'm to move jobs or stay where I am.
Okay. I do have to ask you what your opinion is on the moon. Is it male or female, and why?
I think it's female only because of the round curves. That's the only best answer I have.
Oh, that's cute. That's very imaginative. I love it.
Oh,
I love that. In fact, Serena, are you in the Wild Psychics, the Psychics Gone Wild group on Facebook?
No, I don't use Facebook.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
Are you in the chat room tonight?
No. I can't get into the chat room. I don't know how to use it.
Oh.
I'm not very good technologically.
But you're here. You're here with us now.
Yeah, and my phone's
okay.
Going to go dead any minute.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
My technology around me is terrible. So.
Solar
okay,
flare.
Here's what I want you to do. Go to psychicsgonewild.com, use the Contact Us link, fill out the information, and then say in the comments, I won some of Linda's digital downloads, because you did. You came up with, to me, the most imaginative answer of the evening. How's
well,
that
cool.
sound? You want some
well,
music.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. What do I do?
Okay, www.psychicsgonewild.com. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
And then the Contact Us link. Click on that.
Okay.
It will ask for your name, email, address. And then there's a space down there for comments. Say, I won some of Linda's digital downloads on Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh.
And then that will send out a form that will tell me how to get them to you through your email.
Okay. That sounds great to me.
Hey, great.
Buy one some of Linda's, because I'm typing it right now.
Digital download music, or just one
music.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
Job-wise, I see something else coming, but I don't think you should leave your job until that something else is there. I see you being at your job a little bit longer.
Oh, okay. For how long? Much longer?
Not very much longer at all. And I'm not talking, again, even like by end of year, but there's a reason you're still there. It might even be about a person. Does that make sense to you? You're needed there a little tiny bit longer?
I don't know. A person. I don't really like the job or the people, so I'm not sure if it's anything to do with a person, or maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. And again, make the best. This is our thought for the day. While you're at this job, you're going to get another job. I see it. But I just don't see you leaving because, again, because I see there's something for you to finish. Try to like the job. Do something within it to just find the joy. Like Linda said, make it a game. Do something. Try to we can't always control what everything is around us, but how we react to it controls everything. And you're going to get some really good lessons there. I think it's I think there is some other person involved too, but there's some lessons for you still there about creating your own reality.
Yeah, I've been trying to incorporate that, and I think I've been getting better because I am around a lot of negative people there, so I'm trying to see the positive, and it's difficult, but I'm trying to work on that, but. Okay.
It's going to make you more powerful, and I think somebody is going to be affected by you just being you. So keep your eyes open for that, and then something else will come along, or keep looking for something else. But I just don't see you like leaving immediately because it's a little unfinished for both you and some other person that you may not be aware of at all, at least right now. Linda?
Okay. And it may not even be job-related at all. It may be you're there to show them something that they didn't know. Shine some light on that person and turn them around a little bit. But what I got for the ET cards for you actually shows a future employment that is away from where you live now. That could either be physically moving or it could be online. That's a possibility. Also, they're showing me with your current job to maintain your light warrior status. And I'm also feeling like you do this in the astral realm, like you help people that are needing help in your dream time. You may come back in the morning feeling a little bit tired, but that's probably why. But to hold in there, be true to yourself, stand up for those who need it. And the Golden Liberation card came up for you as well. And that is a long period of something that you didn't like that will be liberated for you, and your guides are helping you with this. Does that make sense?
I hope that means my job.
I hope so,
job.
Too.
A job that I didn't like for a very long time, that sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, just know that you're there for a reason. You're there for a reason right now, and someday you will see the bigger picture of it all, but you're there to help somebody. And that's the best you can do. You know, that's a wonderful thing to do.
The best you can do ever, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Serena, does that help you?
It does, yes. Thank you so much. And I will... go to that website now. Thank you very much for all your help.
Oh,
let
thank you.
Check back in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, we've only got about 6 minutes left.
Isn't that crazy? I'm fly.
Do you have anything you wanted to share about the moon, Patty? I know you do a lot with the rituals and things.
I do a lot of rituals of the moon. I just highly recommend that, you know, everybody... take a minute or two out of your day every few days and go outside of your night and look at the moon. Just go outside. It's called drawing down the moon. You know, look up, pull down some of that magic, some of that energy. Whether you're just looking at the reality of it, wow, that is, you know, a gazillion miles away and we're looking at this and how you can literally connect into it energetically or just see the beauty of it. You know, even if it's like go out there for 3 minutes and go, okay, and then you're going to go back in and watch your TV show. It is so powerful and so magical and so beautiful in every phase. Look at things like what you were talking about, wobbly moon. I love that. Wow, it's over here versus over there. It adds to our awareness. It adds to our consciousness. It adds to our subtleties and our appreciation. You know, go down there and just pull that energy down and loving, do a little loving on the moon. That's all I want to say. How about you, Lisa?
I love it. I do literally love it. I've got a plushy moon, and that's one I've been using in the episodes here and there. But that plushy moon, it just spoke to me when I saw it at the museum gift shop. I got one for Saturn, too, because that's my ruling planet. But, yeah, I actually literally go hug my plushy moon. I mean, I can't reach up there in the sky and hug the moon, but I do it symbolically. And there's a lot of things we can do symbolically, too, can't we?
Yes, we can. Like, that's what I was even talking about, the energy of... And I love that you have a plushy moon. You can hug the moon. How I was saying, if you don't have the moon and you want to work with moon energy, put light a candle and look, then put it next to a bowl of water and look at the reflection of the candle in the water, and that's a way to pull moon energy out.
Mm, beautiful.
But I like having a plushy moon. I want one. You can have all the planets and pile them up on your bed.
Yeah. Have the solar system right there in your room with you. How cool is that? I know they had also the sun and a few other planets, but they're kind of expensive, and I couldn't buy all of them, so I had to choose two. So I chose Saturn and the moon. So maybe next year when we go back, I'll be able to get more of them. But, yeah, the sun had a lot of fringe around it. It was pretty wild. It looked like it was shooting out solar flares, but it was fringe. Really cute. But anyway... Be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, just like our winner tonight of the musical digital downloads. Put in for prizes, and please be sure to check out all Patty and all of our wonderful psychics over there, because they're there to help you. They're there to assist you with whatever problems you've got, to help you awaken your own abilities and your own awareness. We're here for you because we're lightworkers, and lightworkers represent the love of the universe. And that love of the universe stretches out to all beings through all time and all space. But most people don't know how to relate to that because of our programming, of our 3D world. So help us to help you. Go over there and schedule that one-on-one personal reading time. You won't be sorry. Well, Patty, we're just a little over 2 minutes. Did you have anything you wanted to say to before we close out?
I think we should, again, everybody, because we're talking about moon, and the moon is energy, and the moon is empowering. I think we should all just make a little decision to, like, I don't know, just, like, really empower ourselves the rest of this week. We have a beautiful weekend coming up. It's Friday. It's Psychics Gone Wild Friday. If we just add a little bit of awareness and a little bit of intent, clearer intent to what we're doing, even if it's like I'm going to the park with my kids or I'm cleaning out the bathroom, just a little bit more magic to everything we're doing. I just think that's what we all need to do this weekend.
Oh, I love it, and I'd like to add to that also, anyone in your circle that's feeling a little down physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, channel that moonlight to them. Stand outside, look at the moon, draw that light down, as Patty suggests. Bring it into yourself and transmute it into healing energy for those that you love. Well, how can I get a hold of you, Patty?
That was beautiful, Linda. Thank you for that. You have such sweet energy. They can find me, of course, at Psychics Gone Wild. Please come like me at Facebook or friend me at Facebook and go straight to my website at pattynegri.com, pattinegri.com. And how can they find you, Linda?
Continuum X Headquarters on Facebook, Continuum X Headquarters. We are a community page. You can also find us on Unseen World Group on Facebook and Unseen World on Blog Talk. In fact, the moon is going to be a DJ tonight for a half-hour show at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So be sure to come on over to Unseen World and hang out and party with Linda Irwin Music and The Shift. Well, everyone, we love you. Please be sure to follow us here. Click that follow button. Get all of the information right to your inbox on all the shows that are coming up. And be sure to join Psychics Gone Wild and Wild Psychics Group on Facebook. You will have so much fun, inspirational videos, inspirational posts, and from time to time we even play some psychic games. So play with your abilities a bit and come grow with us. We send our love, light, peace, unity, and healing to all. Stay wild.
Thank you for co-hosting.